The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Morning Peak.
This is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing.
Thank you, Goo Train. Let me tell you about a fella that's had a tough year. So this is the story of Christopher Peden from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
CP?
Probably wouldn't go by that if my initials were that. I'd probably be like, what's my middle name?
It's not up to him.
He may want, you know what? He can probably use all the help he can get. As Christopher Peden is charged with one count of arson, which has a potential prison sentence of up to 12 years. He is going to be sentenced later this year, but back in May, Fort Wayne firefighters were dispatched to a garage fire, while at the same time, authorities were called to a report of a stabbing at a separate area. So ultimately, they find Mr. Peden, who told police he was stabbed somewhere in the downtown Fort Wayne area. And he said that someone had threatened him the day before. Which is, I don't know if he was trying to pick someone out or peg someone that he wanted to have take the charge. Or I don't know what he was doing by saying that someone had threatened him the day before. But ultimately, police found him, and he was stabbed. They took him to the hospital, and he said, ultimately, I was dishonest about the stabbing scene. I want to be truthful. And ultimately, what he did was he went home, he went to his garage, used a kitchen knife to cut off his own genitals.
His front genitals?
What other genitals would he have?
What are you?
Yeah, what is your anatomy? What other genitals do you have, DJ?
How much time you got?
We have about 5 minutes if you want to explain to me everything you got going on.
We'll get to the rest of this story, and then if we have time, I'll get into it.
You'll reveal your genitals to us?
Yes, if you're lucky.
While we wait for DJ to expose himself, I'll tell you, this guy cut off his genitals with a kitchen knife. Then he poured gasoline on the dismembered organ and set it on fire.
Won't be needing this anymore.
Well, it's flopping around on the ground?
No,
it's like a lizard tail?
No. Well, yeah, it's trying to get its way back to its owner. Well, it's moving around like a trimmer 2 days in a row now. Burrowing itself in the dirt.
Probably too many Tremors references on this show, just in general.
Focus group said not enough.
What a waste of a focus group.
So while he's walking away from the burning penis,
flopping around like a bass on the bottom of the boat,
screaming, "Why'd you do this to me?" He's
leaving your friends.
He walks away, and I guess that, you know how you get the scene in movies where the guy walks away as the thing explodes, and you got the cool shot. Would it look that cool if the guy's slowly limping away with a bloody crotch and his penis is on fire behind him?
You know the answer to that. It would not look as cool as if it was an explosion. Didn't need to be asked.
While investigators finally went to the scene to figure out, you know, what's up with this house that's caught on fire.
They got the little cones, the little tape. The police tape right around the burned wiener.
The cooked sausage.
They found a gasoline container and four lighters as well as a kitchen knife.
Is this a premeditated wiener cut off and fire?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was a crime of passion or... I mean, I don't think he had been waiting years to do this, but...
They didn't get into an argument and lost control.
He just took it out on himself.
Get away from my wife!
But when you're the firefighter, like forensics guy, and you have to go identify the cause of a fire, do you think that he was like, this can't be right? There's just no way.
It's just when you think that a job is going to be cool when you're older. Like CSI, like crime scene. Everyone thought you were going to be solving crimes when in fact you're just...
The firefighter's like, he was Jewish.
You're combing through...
There's the accelerant right there.
The lack of foreskin?
Yeah.
Yeah, foreskin penis doesn't burn as easily. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was clean. We'll get that.
Court records do not detail where the genitals are located. It sounds like they're just burnt to a crisp.
No, I'm not saying on the body.
Okay.
I'm talking about the charred remains.
No, I think they're talking about what I said.
No, they can just open any book or just look down their pants.
They don't go back into a chalk outline of his peen.
He's due back in court next week to set dates for a trial. But now he has to live through prison like Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah, but if you were in the cell block with the guy that burned his own wiener like that, you're not messing with that guy. That guy's
he's crazy.
Certifiably crazy. No chance.
Yeah. I don't even know how you could do that and not just pass out immediately and slow down the bleeding, because don't you bleed a lot when you cut your penis off?
Wouldn't know, pal. Would not know. I'll take your word for it.
How are we supposed to know?
I would imagine it would be a gigantic bloody mess. And you don't look down. That just weirded me out.
No.
You would think that it would bleed for...
He's trying to cut it.
He's got one of those cutters from the arts and crafts class.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I missed.
Boy.
I missed. Yeah. I missed.
Boy, that was a classic back there. You put your fingers there. All right, do it.
Nope. You got the little metal divider thing.
Yeah.
No. It says here, he did it with a pizza cutter. That would be tough. Just rocking it back and forth.
Oh, the big pizza cutter, not just like a little hand roller.
That would be horrible. Those things aren't even sharp. You'd be there for an hour and a half.
Yeah, they can't hardly cut crust.
Slowly trying to cut it into eighths. That'd be terrible.
Is that what he did?
But as you're sitting there, just as a bloody crotch mess, how would you have the wherewithal to go start a fire? You'd think you would pass out in minutes.
Maybe he has some sort of chastity belt that acted as a tourniquet. So he didn't bleed out.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't rule it out. I can't rule anything out right now.
I just, like, a couple of weeks ago, my dog was walking by and her tail...
Saw you cut your wiener off?
No, her tail hit me in the balls. Check and I was out for about an hour. I was just laying there in the fetal position, rolling back and forth.
What a sad scene.
It was pathetic. I almost hit my life alert.
I got clipped about a week ago. Not fun.
Like a turtle on your back. And
I would have had to, tell the EMTs to come in there and
I don't think I can come in.
Help me search for my balls, because I thought for sure they had been knocked out of my body. So I couldn't imagine if she had walked by with a little Swiss Army knife and cut him off.
And a lighter and an aerosol.
And then tried to burn the evidence. That would only be the second worst thing she's done in the last month. I'd rather her do that than flood my house again.
Yeah, what if on accident, though, like you said, where she'll bring in like roadkill or whatever she finds outside... You do chop off your own penis and light it on fire, and then she walks in with it. And then burns down your house.
At that point, I'd probably let the fire take me.
Yeah.
I got nothing left to live for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically just a paperweight at this point anyway. But I like knowing that it's there.
At some point, you just have to accept you're drawn dead. And you just got to fold it. And maybe I wasn't meant for this world. I'm getting a lot of signs here that I'm not wanted.
I'm not peeing through a straw the rest of my life. All right. Well, shout out Christopher Peden. DJ says P1 of the week.